USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Unexpected history made by President Trump as he becomes the first sitting U.S. president to ever set foot in North Korea. The president meeting North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in the demilitarized zone between South and North Korea hours ago, but after the leader shook hands on the South Korean side, the president joined Kim in a walk across the border into North Korea.
It was an honor that you asked me to step over that line, and I was proud to step over the line. I thought you might do that. I wasn't sure, but I was ready to do it, and I want to thank you. It's been great.
President Trump also saying he's eager to have the North Korean leader visit the White House. Former Vice President Joe Biden's lead in the Democratic presidential race losing some steam. A morning consult poll finds his support dropped from about 41% to 31% after Thursday's debate performance. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between the candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
In Salt Lake City, a man under arrest for allegedly kidnapping and murdering 23-year-old student Mackenzie Lewick. Investigators searching his home and discovering the student's charred remains. Police say they now have some evidence that Lewick may have been on dating websites, possibly seeking older men. This neighbor of hers, though, says,
Mackenzie, people still love you, no matter. People are going to make some really probably harsh judgments about the decisions that she made, but deep down she was probably a great girl and had a lot going for her.
Police in Portland, Oregon say opposing groups of protesters are responsible for acts of violence resulting in several arrests. Groups protesting late yesterday included members of Antifa and the Proud Boys. A Portland police tweet says the unlawful assembly turned into a civil disturbance, including protesters throwing milkshakes that contained fast-drying concrete. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
USA Radio News Chief Legal Analyst Fred Penny was asked about the recent Supreme Court ruling on the citizenship question.
Remember, Congress is empowered by the Constitution to carry out the census, quote, in such a manner as they shall direct under the law. And this is Article 1, Section 2. But remember, the majority of the Supreme Court held this week that the executive branch still has broad authority to decide what goes into the census, and that was a 5-4 ruling. What's interesting here is everybody says this is a big win. However, the court really punted. They punted in that they said the information needs to go down to the lower courts because the Supreme Court is not a fact-gathering type of court. That's for the lower courts to decide and to do some basically fact-gathering and arguments until it goes up to the Supreme Court. So they dropped it down to the lower courts to decide whether or not these were proper reasons that the Trump administration is putting this citizenship question on the census. Now, don't forget, this citizenship question has been on the census since prior to 1950s. Now, it had different areas, what it said. It said different type of things before 1950, but this is not anything new. Don't forget, there's two courts that are looking at this, a New York court, federal court, and a Maryland federal court.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.